Hi, this is Melody Fletcher, author of DeliberateReceiving.com. This is a free audio recording. If you like it and you'd like to pass it on, go ahead, as long as no changes are made and no money is charged for it. For more free articles and recordings, and to download a free ebook explaining how the law of attraction really works, please visit www.DeliberateReceiving.com. Why having empathy is the last way to help someone. When we see someone suffering, either physically or emotionally, most of us will have a strong desire to help them in some way. In fact, the better we feel, the more we'll tend to want to help them. If only we could assist them in some way in feeling better, show them that they don't have to suffer, teach them what it feels like to feel good. We feel sorry for people in pain. We feel empathy. But are we really helping them? From an energetic perspective, the answer is absolutely not. When you empathize with someone, you're actually reducing your vibration to the frequency of theirs. In order to actually feel what someone is feeling, you have to match their energy. When you do this, you're not helping them. You are, in fact, hurting yourself, and quite likely adding to their present condition. You can't ever help someone by lowering your own frequency to theirs. That's like trying to save a person from drowning by jumping in the water and drowning yourself. If you want to help someone, empathy is the last thing you should have. Remember that what you focus on will grow. This is explained in the free ebook available on my site, DeliberateReceiving.com. So, if you focus on their illness or emotional discomfort or on how horrible their situation is, you're actually adding to their situation. You're helping them to stay stuck in that lower vibration. When you see someone suffering, the only way to truly help someone is to do it from a place of high energy. What does that mean? When you want to help someone, don't focus on how horrible their situation is. Don't feel sorry for them. When you feel sorry for someone, you're seeing them as less than yourself. It's actually quite condescending if you think about it. You are, in fact, refusing to acknowledge that they're just as powerful at their core as you are. They have just as much choice in how they feel as you do, even if they don't realize it. This doesn't mean that you shouldn't help them. If you're inspired to, it just means that pity isn't really appropriate. Acknowledge their situation and pain briefly, just long enough to figure out what it is that you do want for them. Usually that's the opposite. If they're ill, you want them to be well. If they're in pain, you want them to be happy, etc. Picture them at their best. See them as happy, as whole, as healthy. See them as the powerful being that they truly are, and give all of your focus to that. If you do take action, take it only from that positive point of view. Action taken from a high vibration is inspired action, and will help you to lift the other person out of their low frequency. This kind of action may surprise you and others. For example, you may visit a friend in the hospital, and instead of commiserating with them, sitting sadly at their bedside and agreeing with everyone that things are terrible, just terrible, you might make jokes and get your friend to laugh. You might do everything you can to forget reality and distract them from the current situation. You'll do everything you can to actually make them feel better, even if just for a few minutes. Holding a picture of someone as whole and well and happy when the physical reality is showing you anything but that can be quite difficult at first, particularly with people that we care about. It's often much easier to do this when you're not around them. Practice holding them in that perfect light while at home, before you go to bed, while meditating, any time you can think of other than when you're actually with them. If you do this consistently, it'll get easier to see them as perfect, healthy, and happy when you're around them. Whatever you do, don't let yourself get sucked into a complaining session with them. You're just adding to their lower vibration and lowering your own in the process. Just stay light and happy. Allow them to complain if they must, but don't join in. Be prepared for the fact that some people will see your refusal to participate in a pity party as abandonment. If you really loved me, you'd complain with me. Of course it's nice to have your feelings validated, to have someone agree with you and join in on the complaining, but this isn't helpful in the long run. All it does is to help perpetuate the current situation. So even though they don't realize it, they're actually saying, if you really loved me, you'd help me stay miserable. When this happens, assure them that you do care about them, that you want nothing more for them than to feel better. You just don't believe that they'll actually feel better if the two of you keep talking about how horrible things are. All you're suggesting is that the two of you take a little break from the misery. Acknowledge that they have the right to feel the way they do. People in pain want to be validated, which you can do without joining in on that party. Don't go in and tell them that they shouldn't be sad or angry. I can see why you'd feel that way. Anger is a natural reaction to a situation like this, or it's okay to be sad. Allows the other person to have their feelings. After all, you want them to pay attention to their feelings so that they can begin to deliberately feel better. At this point, you probably won't want to start explaining about vibration and frequency. They won't be able to hear you. I'm also not asking you to go in and be manically happy when they're in pain. This will be annoying, and it's probably not how you actually feel. Just keep yourself in a good-feeling place and gently steer the conversation to more and more positive subjects if you can. Talk about a friend who had a baby. Watch a funny DVD or read from a book of jokes, as long as it'll actually make them feel better. When you want to help someone, make them feel better if you can, but keep in mind that if you're in very different places vibrationally, you may well just annoy them. Know that you're benefiting them just by seeing them as healthy and whole. You don't actually have to say or do anything. Sometimes there's nothing you can do or say that will help, but you can always hold a vibration for the other person that they, in that moment of pain, cannot hold for themselves. We're all powerful creators, and we're all perfect at our core, even if we sometimes forget who we really are. When you see someone who's in pain, you see someone who's forgotten who they are. Help them to remember, or remember it for them. It's the only way to help anyone. If you liked this article and would like to pass it on, no problem. As long as no changes are made to the recording and it continues to be absolutely free. For more free articles and recordings, and to download a free ebook explaining how the Law of Attraction really works, please visit www.deliberatereceiving.com. Thanks for listening.